would you call it the staircase, stairway, or go up the
stairs? I'm using steps. Mm-hmm. Stairs.
Okay. What about if you had a porch on your house, you would have to climb up the what to get from the yard to the porch?
Steps.
Just steps outside. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be stairs.
No.
Okay. And in front of your house, you said you had a...
What, porch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see houses in Crowder where the front porch extends around on the sides?
Yes.
Is there a special name for that?
Yep, there is. I don't know anything.
Just porch, as far as you know. Okay. Would it be possible to have a porch on an upper level of the house?
On the second, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would that be called by any
special name? No. Well, I would call it a balcony.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard any people refer to the porch by any other name?
No.
Have you ever heard of veranda, gallery?
No.
Any of that?
No.
Okay. And this expression, if I walked in and left your front door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way,
mm-hmm.
you tell me to do what?
Close the door.
Okay. Anything else?
Close the door. Shut the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in
no.
as far as being polite between those two expressions?
I think close the door is a more... Well, it's less colloquial, I guess. Less mm-hmm. slang.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Maybe a little less emphatic.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said your house that you grew up in was a frame house.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, did the boards, you know, that go horizontally, did they overlap each other, something like that?
I'm trying to remember, because when I was very small, they had some kind of siding put on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember.
You're familiar with that style of...
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did people ever call it clapboarding, weatherboarding?
No, I don't.
Just siding? Okay. And this verb I'm looking for, when I leave here tonight, I'll get in my car and back to the motel.
Drive.
Okay, in the past tense of that, you'd say, yesterday I...
Drove.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if you've done it several times, you say, I've
driven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the top of your house, talking about the entire top of it, you mm-hmm. just call that the...
Roof.
Okay. On the side, or the very edge of the roof, in some houses, there are... has these things that are designed to carry off the rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
You have a name for that?
Gutters.
All right. And some houses that have different slopes to the roof, maybe, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This area right here, where two different slopes of the roof meet. Okay. Did you ever heard people call that the valley?
Never.
Okay. What about a little building that somebody might have in his backyard, or maybe a little building... if he lives on a farm, where he might keep wood for the fireplace, or he might keep garden tools, or yard tools, that sort of thing. What would you call a little building like that?
Well, I've heard several, all right, if it's just a building just for miscellaneous kinds of items, I've heard it called a shack, a storehouse. I've also, heard it called a smokehouse, even though it wasn't used to smoke meat, but that's what it was.
Just for storage.
Mm-hmm. But I've heard some of my relatives, aunts, uncles
mm-hmm.
refer to it as a smokehouse. You know,
mm-hmm.
you may find a hole in the smokehouse,
mm-hmm.
even though it was never used to smoke meat.
Yeah, I see. What about the word shed?
Mm-hmm. Shed would be one.
That would be the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say yesterday?